For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Viva Las Vegas, Utah fans!
Woohoo!
Oh my gosh, can you believe it?
Yeah, I called it, baby.
Okay, holy cow, we have so much to talk about before we do.
Probably didn't think we'd be here, huh?
A lot of people didn't.
All you SC fans.
Okay, save it.
Let's get through the housekeeping so then we can talk all about it. Please like, subscribe, share, follow us on all of our social media this week. We are going to be documenting it all. So Instagram, Twitter, you can join our Facebook group. Huge thank you to Thomas Orthodontics, who's been our sponsor all season. Again, reminder, if you schedule a consult with him and mention the podcast, he will take $500 off your treatment, which you can then use to go to Vegas. So look him up.
ThomasOrtho.com.
In a roundabout way, Thomas is sending a couple of fans
to
the Pac-12 championship game.
There you go. ThomasOrtho.com.
Boom.
Here we go. We're going to the championship.
Again.
For the fourth time in essentially 4 years.
Four times in a row. 4 years in a row,
we
baby.
We bagged that COVID year.
COVID
that
was garbage. Count.
Nobody cares. Four years in a row.
That is...
As I was saying.
Go for
it. Okay, now you can go.
So as I was saying, there's probably several people who are watching that, well, I know this for a fact because I read their comments on YouTube, did not think we were going. And even some Utah fans. But guess what? Here we are. Yes, indeed, we're back. Now, I ask this, are you surprised that we're there? Considering everything that had to happen this weekend. What do you think? How you feeling?
I mean, yeah, right? Like, all the stars had to align, all that sort of stuff. The only game that surprised me but didn't really surprise me was the Oregon State game. I think I said last week I would not be surprised if they won, but that was probably more hopeful than anything.
I'm surprised.
But hot damn, here we are.
Yeah, I'm surprised all four things happened. There's just no way. In the freaky Pac-12, I thought, there's no way that all four will happen.
Well, and I thought it was going to end on Friday night when I turned on
Cal
DTR, and I'm going,
really?
We're going to get, this is how it's going to go down? And then it just, okay, he finally pulls it out. It was great.
Oh, my God.
It was a very stress-filled 36 hours of football, I'll tell you that much.
Okay, but everything that happened, okay, it all happened, but even when we talked last week, it was... Legitimately, it could have happened. It wasn't weird out there.
No,
that it could not happen with everything lining up. It just usually doesn't happen. I mean, I felt positive. I actually thought that it was going to end up being the Oregon was going to win, mm-hmm. and it would play out. The others would win, and Oregon would knock us out. But well, and I will say this: what was it? 31-10?
Yeah, 31-10 in the second half.
So 31-10, and I won't lie, when I'm watching it, I had come to grips with
Yeah.
With myself.
He was done.
I was kind of like, okay. Okay.
Bummer. But then a little bit at a time.
Bless you, Beavers.
And a great call by Dan Lanning on that fourth. And what was it? One.
Fourth and one on your own, like, 29-yard line?
That hurt.
Running a quarterback that's got one leg?
That hurt, but hey. And he tried to run it.
I know.
Here's what I will say.
I know.
I wasn't quite sure how the, like, no divisions in the Pac-12 was going to play out.
Played out pretty great.
I mean, this was an exciting, stress-filled weekend where everyone was paying attention to what was going to happen. And you didn't get that with divisions.
Well, to the last game.
Right.
I mean, the Apple Cup meant so much to, like, two teams.
Right.
I mean, I would bet the Apple Cup ratings were massive in Utah and Oregon.
So it made it more exciting.
It was great. You're right.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Good point. And, okay, so it's the first year without divisions. Bottom line is we're in because of it.
Oh, yeah. Divisions were out.
It would have been USC and Washington. But...
But here's the thing.
Rules are rules.
The two best teams should be in.
And we are.
I mean, look at the Big Ten right now. It's Michigan on one side and an 8-4 Purdue on the other. Yeah. How pathetically boring is that?
Right.
It needs to be, every conference should be the best two teams are in your conference championship.
Well, this is a huge argument for that.
Yeah.
This
I mean,
year
look
with
at
the
it.
Pac-12.
That's true.
So,
I mean, who's going to you sit down and go, okay, I get to watch USC Utah or Michigan Purdue? Well, okay, that's pretty easy.
Let's get to the game.
Also, go blue.
Woo!
Yeah, baby!
Wow.
We'll talk. Maybe we'll talk more about that game, Buckeyes. What happened?
He's rubbing salt in that wound.
What did happen? 3 points in an entire half?
Oh, my God.
Just trying to piss everybody off tonight, aren't you?
A little bit.
Don't bust that thing off.
I'm feeling salty.
Sassy tonight. So excited.
Okay, what do you think? Rematch. Hey, it's a rematch. Here we are. honestly, how are you feeling about it? Let's just go.
Go, Bryn.
In all honesty, it's going to be very hard to win. I'm going to say that. There you go, USC. I'm not being a homer. I am being realistic. However, Utah absolutely could win. But it's going to be tough. I'm glad we get to see it again. It's going to be tough. Not going to lie.
Okay.
That's how I'm being honest with all of you. Sharing my true feelings.
I mean, yeah. You'd be an idiot to say that you think that Utah's going to walk in there and punch him in the mouth. I think that we proved that Utah can hang with this team. I mean, freak, we beat them a month ago. Where my biggest concern is the health, right? Where's Cam and where's Dalton? I think the defense is better at this point than last time we played them. USC, though, they're burning right now. They look fantastic.
They're better than what they were when they played us.
They are.
I think.
They're better, especially offensively, which is terrifying. I listened to Yogi Ross today. And I agree with him. USC has the best offense in college football. All over the board. And so it's going to be very tough. I think Utah has a path. I think that Utah is the underdog, and they play that role great. They've been here freaking 4 years in a row. There's a lot of factors, but it's going to be a tough one.
Okay, let's just look at some numbers. I think we'll go along with what you just said, though.
Yeah.
For instance, as of right now, USC is points per game in the league. You know, it's USC.
What is it?
They average 40, basically 43 points a game.
Okay, which is essentially what they scored here.
And Utah is almost, well, it's 39 a game is what we average. So, okay, there's that.
Okay.
It's the passing game that is...
Their passing is ridiculous. And the other thing is when Dye went out, everyone thought that their running game would suffer. This other dude comes in and
he stepped right
is
in.
Just as good, if not better.
So yards per game.
Passing?
This is passing. So passing yards per game. USC averages 330. Utah's down at 251. Doesn't surprise me. That's kind of our game. As far as the league goes, Washington averages 366 a game.
They can't stop anybody, but they sure can throw that football around.
Hey, they made the stops when they needed to.
That was...
So rushing...
All the way at the very end.
USC averages 182 yards rushing. Utah averages 220. So we have the advantage in the running game. And that's...
That's a big question mark.
It's a big question mark for us because, you know, Tavion hasn't had, the year has been bad, but he's gone, so he's not even a factor.
Did Tavion, I'm trying to remember, did he play really when we played USC last time? I mean, that was kind of at the time where he was maybe not playing, so I don't even know if he played.
I had the exact same thought, so I'm going to pull that up right now and see what his impact was on that game.
No, it's going to have an impact. Utah fans, unless you've been living under a rock, Tavion has left the team. He says he's going to go declare for the NFL draft, so he's left early. So we don't have him playing. But
yeah, and there's been some Utah fans that are, can he come back? No, he's gone.
He's done.
He's left. He's not with the program anymore. He's declared for the draft, so he's gone.
So the running game is a question. I mean, Jackson looked great.
Yeah, he looks good.
On Saturday, Bernard looks good. I realize we were playing Colorado, so it's different. Glover, but those guys have been banged up too, so.
So Tavion played, but he was extremely sparing. He had 8 rushes for 28 yards.
Last time we played him.
The leading rusher on our team was Cam with 11 and 60 yards.
Right, I remember that.
That is going to have to be very, very different this game. Not even just Cam. I think in order to win, Utah has to be able to run the ball and control the clock. You have to be able to control the clock against a high-powered offense. That for me, that's the biggest part of this game.
Well, defensively. So obviously, USC, that offense, okay. So last year we ended up playing the best offense in the country, which was Ohio State in the Rose Bowl.
I don't remember that.
And here we are playing USC, which, if you watch them, it probably is the best.
It's the best
high-powered offense in the nation.
Especially at this point of the year.
Yeah, they've just kept going, and here they are.
Yeah.
So something's got to give. But defensively, points per game, Utah, this is defensively. We have against us is 20 points. And USC gives up 26. So, touchdown difference on that.
I would think they would give up more. Looking at some of their past scores.
Their defense, though, has gotten slowly better as the season's gone on. They started off pretty
defense
poor.
Defense is good, man.
Defense is good. They definitely have playmakers. I mean, good grief. They lead.
Well, we'll get to that.
So go ahead and get
I'm just
to that.
Saying, so yards per game, Utah's defense allows 317. USC allows 405.
Okay.
So that's a pretty big difference.
Yeah.
Now, whether it goes into points or not, that's the bottom line. But, hey, here's the – so passing yards per game, Utah, as an average, throughout the year, average only allowed 206 a game.
Against
them. Against Utah. Yeah. This is their defense.
Yeah.
And so we're going up against USC, who – that's what they do. And Williams, what he does, something there's going to give. Mm-hmm. But anyway, our defense has been playing good that way. USC allows 200 and almost 58 yards a game through the air. That's what we average.
It's right on par with what we do.
So rushing yards, this is interesting as well. So Utah allows 111 per game. USC allows 147. So here's interceptions for the year. USC leads the league with 18. Utah had 11. They've had a ton of interceptions. Their turnover margin is massive.
It's crazy.
Fumble recoveries. USC had 6. Utah had 11.
Interesting.
On that. Okay, there's the stats.
Can we have Devin Lloyd and Nephi Sewell come back for a game? That can happen, right? That could work. Just suit him up. No one would even notice.
I don't know. I mean, at this point, our linebackers are actually playing the best ball they've played all year.
We're not going to stop USC.
No, and don't think that we are.
Anyone who thinks we're going to stop them,
I mean,
it isn't going to happen. So what has to happen is, okay, yeah, we have to control the game by how we normally do it.
Uh-huh.
It's usually being able to run and just that kind of game that we play. And slow down USC so they just don't go wild and score 50 points.
Yeah, it's controlling it and then taking opportunities where maybe instead of getting 7, they get 3. Get a couple of those. Because you're right. They're going
to... And we got to get to Williams.
Gonna
it's going to be tough.
But when you get to Williams, you have to bring him
down.
That's
what I'm talking about.
But here's... So how many rush yards do they average a year again? They average per game. It's 100 and whatever. I would be very curious to know how many of those rush yards come from Caleb Williams getting out of a sack and then turning that
scrambling
into a 20-yard game. Because he does that 2 or 3 times a game. Mm-hmm. So if you can get your hands on him, you got to bring him down.
Well, you just have to go back to the game we played him before.
Yeah.
Is in the second half, we held him to 10 points, and we got to him.
Yeah.
If we can do that, I'm not saying just the 10 points. Of course, we win if that happens, but we have to be able. Is he going to make plays with his legs, which he's been doing all year? Freaking yeah.
Yeah.
He's tough, but on certain occasions that we have to get him just to stop some drives or whatever. I mean, that's the margin of win or lose. And for me, honestly, if we win, it's going to be a tight one. I see it this way. We win, it's going to be close. USC could win a close one, but they also have the ability to blow us out.
Yeah, they could beat us by 24.
I don't think we have the ability to blow them out. They're too freaking powerful.
No, they can score like that.
That's how I see it. It has to be one of those kinds of games, and Utah essentially pulls it out like we did last game.
Which we're comfortable doing,
because that's what we've been doing
Utah football for the last 200 years.
So that's, control the game, play it that way, and here we go.
Control the clock. Don't be stupid with the ball.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I can't freaking wait.
It is going to be interesting. We don't have the home field. There's a ton of Utah fans going. We are going, yes. So if you see us, come say hi. We'd love to meet you. But,
let us know. We're going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to the game.
Messages. Maybe we'll, look us up.
Maybe we'll what?
You'll want to get a picture with, of course, not with us,
yeah,
probably
want to
be
we'll
Bryn.
I could get a picture with me.
James wants, come on, take a picture with James.
Please?
No, we'll be there. But my point is, yes, there's a lot of Utah fans going. There's a lot of USC fans going. It's going to be, I would say, pretty even. It's not like last year championship where the entire stadium was Utah fans.
No.
That played to our advantage last time we played them. I'm not going to lie. The home field at Rice-Eccles was massive. So we don't have that this time. It's going to be a crazy game.
But Cam, I'm with you, though. He made some big plays with his legs in the first game. Mm-hmm. If we don't have that, it's going to be tough to win, I think.
This last game, we didn't mention, we beat Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Cam didn't have to do a ton, but that, and it's against Colorado, right? I get it. That was by far the best he's looked since USC, both passing the ball and running. He ran a couple times, and it was kind of like, okay, he's not gimpy. He's not limping. He looks like he's got his acceleration, which is great news. We do not know the health of Kincaid. He went down. Now, we didn't need him, so he didn't come back into the game. Whittingham said he expects him to play. He's going to play. If he can play, he can play. So,
Phillips.
Phillips. So he held out.
He didn't play on Saturday, and, someone asked Whittingham about it today, and he kind of made it seem like he wasn't quite sure, but he's not injured, at least as far as we know. I think he
dinged his head.
Phillips?
Oh, not Phillips. Phillips.
No,
yeah.
Phillips.
I thought you said.
Phillips didn't play on Saturday. Which we didn't need him to, so that's fine.
That's why he didn't play.
And
he's protecting
himself.
It
was strategic. Is to hold out for chance.
We don't know. That's the thing.
Freaking plays.
That's what happened. He's playing. He's playing.
Well, let's hope so.
I texted him. I was like, "Yo, Cam,
right?
Oh, I do wish.
You wish you had
he needs to play.
He sat out because we didn't need him. He's going to be a first round draft pick. So why are you going to risk getting hurt against Colorado? That's why he sat out. Now, this game, totally different.
Did you listen to Witt?
Yeah. When's the last time Witt gave you a straight answer about an injury specifically?
Well, we hope so, is what he said. Or was that Kincaid?
It was both.
He said, actually, USC fans, neither one of them are playing. So just plan on neither.
You
one know that of guy them. That gave you nightmares, Dalton Kincaid, 16 out of 16 for over 200 yards? That guy? Yeah, he's not playing.
I presume they're going to have a package to stop that.
That's fine. Okay.
So we've got to.
So someone else step up.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone else. And we've got the guys. Yeah. We do. I heard Keithy's coming back too.
Did I read right?
Can you imagine?
So the line on the game, what I read today, I can't remember which site now. I don't know if it's DraftKings or not. USC's only favored by 2.
So when
I've seen two.
ESPN has us a 61% chance to win,
which is wild.
So crazy.
So this idea.
I don't see how those two things match up.
So I'm online right now. So the line started at 1 for USC and it's moved. Now it's at 3. So the money is bet that USC is going to win. That's where the money is going. So that's where the line's shifting. So it's at a 3-point spread right now in favor of SC. But yeah, ESPN, how they come
it's
up
a power
with these predicting
ranking thing.
Things,
I don't know either.
Has us at 61%.
I don't buy that.
Me.
It's like, I don't know.
All right, let's ask this. We've asked this question before. What would you give as a percentage? As a percentage of us winning?
100%. I'm guaranteeing it.
Okay, is it 100? We were going to win, 90 we're going to win, 50% chance of winning, 40% chance of winning. I'm putting you on the spot. I'm
calling it my shot right now. I'm feeling good.
Honestly.
You have to be honest.
Try to be honest.
You can't say 100.
Homer.
I don't want to be honest.
I know. It's like, how honest do I really want to be?
I'll go.
Go.
It's 50-50. It's 50-50. I think everybody is expecting USC to roll in there and blow us off the map.
You're right. Everyone's expecting USC to get off the bus, casually put on their uniforms, jog out there, and just cruise to a victory. That's what everyone is expecting.
No way, man.
And that is not the game that's going to happen. Utah is known for, okay, you're going to punch us? We're going to punch you harder. Like, that's how Utah plays.
I think it's 50-50. If we come out slow like we have recently, and even like we did against USC the first time round, we're going to get killed. Utes can't do that. It's got to be head-to-head from start to finish.
You're right. When they played us here, they had an opportunity to blow the doors off of us.
They did the first half.
Fortunately, we kept it close, and they didn't.
And they lost.
I remember that vividly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, vividly. okay. But if in this situation, if the same thing happens, that will be bad. They'll kill us.
What's your percentage?
100%.
100% we're going to win.
I'm more in the 40,
35, 40%. 35? What the?
Sorry.
That's Bryn, everybody. Everyone's
Bryn.
Hey. I get everything you're saying. I totally understand. I don't know.
All right.
You're not 100%. What is your actual?
It's 50-50.
Call it cop out.
It is.
Is that a cop out?
No, look at the numbers. Look at the teams. Yeah. We played them recently. Could they have beat us by 1 point? Yes, they could have. They didn't.
Couldn't.
Could have, would have, should have. Ah, darn. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of factors. The health, all the things we talked about. And
I damaged my vocal cords in that game.
Oh, I'm going to do it again, too.
So here we are. I would suspect, and it should happen, is when the next college football playoff poll comes out, SC should be in the top 4. They should be number 4.
They will be. I agree.
I think everyone's saying that. They absolutely should be. Do you think they should be?
I think they should be, but I think they should be, and I think they will be. I think that, yes, okay. That is the perfect
That'd
spot for
them. That'd be insane if they weren't.
What do you think?
I could see that happening, though, because...
Oh, it pissed me off. They deserve to be there.
No, they deserve to be
there. They deserve to be there.
Absolutely, dude. 100%. They've been playing.
They've lost one game all year to a top 10 team on the road by 1 point.
That was us.
Okay? Absolutely, they should be.
And so I'd be pissed if they get reamed.
Yeah, they're in somehow Alabama.
I don't know how I am going
to
be, but I will be. But,
I mean, LSU lost,
they suck. LSU lost to Texas A&M.
Yeah, that was bad. It should be...
Limbo.
It'll be Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and USC. I mean, that's what it should be.
USC should be there. Okay, I'm glad we all agree with that.
Absolutely, they should be there.
They should. I think, honestly, I believe if they got there, they could beat any of those teams on the day.
I'm starting to feel...
So in this,
yes. I have been on the wagon of USC would get beat handily by Georgia.
No.
I think Michigan's probably the best team in football right now. Dude, they could give both those teams a run. Well, honestly, yeah. I mean, it is.
So it'd be a real bummer when we knock you out.
Yeah.
It's cool. You know what? We do that. We actually do that quite often. Oregon.
You ruin their season?
Ruin their chance to go to the playoff. We ruined ourselves this year, by the way.
Yeah, we're really good at it.
We're good at ruining everybody, including ourselves.
Ourselves in the first game.
Man. Okay, Caleb Williams.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Heisman candidate. You're hearing Heisman. What do you think about him and the quarterbacks in the country? You've seen them all.
Go ahead.
Go, Bryn.
I think he, after this last weekend, I think he solidified himself as the top one. I just think with the Ohio State, I mean, CJ Stroud, we've seen him play. We played him last year, and he was always the top. And I don't know, I feel like he's fallen a little bit, and Williams... He has showcased it. I could absolutely see him winning.
He's freaking 20 years old.
I know, it's insane.
Wild.
What about you?
No, I think he's in first place. I've been very impressed by him. Honestly, I mean, I said it when he came to Salt Lake. He's the one of the best three quarterbacks I've ever seen in college in person. I mean, him, CJ Stroud, and then when Mariota came here and torched us. I mean, it was like, holy. These
guys when it's 4th and 18 and they go for it.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Just different levels of talent. So the thing is, though, is this year's been kind of a weird year. I think he's going to win it. But there hasn't been, like, that guy that is just head and shoulders above everybody else. I've been a little disappointed in Stroud. I thought he was going to take it. And they just haven't. I mean, they scored 3 points against Michigan the entire second half of the game. I don't know what that was about.
You don't think, in total, you put the whole season together that he... Look, I think Williams is the guy... Of all the quarterbacks.
He's the guy.
At this point, from week to week to week, and that's not only throwing the ball, but he can run.
Yeah. Well, he's the
and
game.
And how elusive
the game
he
maker.
Is, man.
It's the he is the game. Like, he, yeah. Like you said, if the play isn't happening, he makes it happen. And I think that's a little different with Stroud. Stroud's an amazing passer. We've seen that.
Yeah.
But I don't know that he is the game maker, like, in the way that Williams is.
At least not right now. This makes me sick to say all this stuff, but I'm just trying
to be.
No, but you know what?
That's what we're up against.
That's what we're up against. He is going to win the Heisman.
If it plays out.
No, I.
Just crazy.
I mean, it's essentially after this week, the voting. Unless he throws 9 picks against Utah, which isn't going to happen. He just doesn't throw interceptions. So he's the guy. I think he's deserving of the trophy.
All right, prediction.
Give us
a score.
All right, here's my prediction.
No. Score time.
No. Okay, Utah wins.
Yeah.
42-38. On a late touchdown. We're losing 35-38 late in the game. Go for it on 4th and 1. Convert. Score a touchdown. I lose my mind and go streaking down the streets. Of
Vegas?
No one will even care.
No, yeah, no one will even notice.
Exactly. It's like,
can I get a picture with you?
I can do it. Also, it'll be very cold that night, so just that's why. Just ahead of time.
I don't know. Sure.
It's cold.
Okay, what's your score?
I said
it. Oh, you said it.
He said it.
Bryn?
Screw it.
Since you said we're going to lose.
No. I'm not going to actually predict my score that way.
Okay.
45-42, Utah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going
to
be...
That means we have to kick a field goal, though.
Oh, shoot, you're right.
It's 41-44, something like that for Utah.
So we're all the same.
I feel like if we don't get to 40, we're not going to win.
No, we have to eclipse 40.
Unless our D play so out of their brain and things go our way.
Hey, look. For those of you who are not familiar with Utah for this season, it started off poor with the defense. It really did. The defense is on a...
Well, they're young.
Yeah, they're on a better spot now than they've been all season, and overall, very, very healthy. So...
Oh, man, it's only Monday.
Okay.
At least the game's Friday, not Saturday. It's
again,
one
we're
going to
be
day.
There. Bryn? Bryn was... do you got something to say?
I do.
Rant for
I don't
us.
Know if it's a rant.
Or, it's not really a rant.
Or it's a comment.
I'm going to keep it really short and sweet this week. And all I'm going to say is Kyle Whittingham is a man. Like, you look at him, he is a man. And ladies, you know what I'm talking about, that silver fox. He's a man. Lincoln Riley is a whiny little crybaby. So, who would you rather have as your coach in this game? That's all I'm going to say. And if you want to see a bunch of triggered USC fans, go to Twitter, because I posted that this morning. And man, you all are sensitive.
USC has the most sensitive fan base.
Dude, you can't argue with me. Kyle Whittingham is a man.
You ever seen his calves?
Yeah. So it just. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. It's out there in the universe now.
I know what you're saying. I agree.
I agree
completely.
You can't disagree.
Look, I can see where if you're a woman.
I want to hear what this.
I'm just saying, if you were going to look at him, yeah, you'd look at Kyle Witt, look at Witt and go, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Not to mention his credentials and his years
and
of
he's
experience
a great coach.
And he's an amazing coach and all of those things. But what I'm saying is that dude's a man.
Okay.
I'm not going to go farther than that because I know his family and that's weird, but that's all I'll say.
And he's a great coach.
And he's an amazing coach.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to this week. We're going to go to comments on comments because very much is applicable to the game.
This segment's going to take a while
because we've had a bunch of comments from, you know, Ute fans, Georgia fan, and a bunch of SC fans. So, yeah, it'll relate to this game. So we'll go there first.
Keeping in mind what I said earlier, SC fans, unbelievably sensitive.
A little bit sensitive. Doesn't take a lot to make you mad.
What's his name?
Expat Hydroponics.
So Expat Hydroponics?
Uh-huh. I don't know what that means.
Don't hate on me, he says.
It's a great start.
I am a USC fan, but I respect your passionate dislike for my team. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad somebody respects it.
He respects it.
He's going to love this episode.
He respects it.
We're not being hateful.
I think your podcast formula of two dummies with a smart hot chick in the middle.
Who's the hot chick?
James.
Thank you.
Has potential to go national.
Yeah, it does.
Woo!
Seriously, very entertaining. Keep up the good work.
CBS, pick it up.
Two doofuses?
Two dummies with a smart hot chick in the middle. That's going to be our new tagline.
I like
Utah football fans.
We need a new banner back here.
Two dummies with a smart hot chick in the middle.
I love that. It's great.
Who's dummy one and who's dummy two?
I'll be dummy two.
You do dummy two. I'll be dummy one. One, dummy two, and the hot chick in the middle. Okay. Is that what it is? Going national?
Thank you for the tagline.
Yeah, we would love it. Hey, somebody out there, pick us up. Thanks, expat.
Expat something or other. Just throw it down.
Producer will clean it up later.
Yeah. Carter, yeah, he will. Carter Monroe. I respect these ladies and gents. They're not biased. Opinions seem honest. Trojan fan
Mine.
Here. I'm going to subscribe. I like the show. Subscribe if you haven't.
Thank you.
We're very pertinent on all sorts of things. But thank you, man.
Yeah, we're going to talk NHL playoffs in a few weeks, or a few months, I mean, so.
We might be a little biased at times.
That'd be interesting. Yeah, I mean,
think?
That's nice
that's
of you to...
the point of the show, though!
That's nice of you to say that, but I don't think that's accurate. But hey.
So this is Bert. Is it Iowata? This is off Twitter. Utah Football Fans Podcast Twitter. Hope you're serving cheese with all the whining it's going to be on this show. We should get some cheese in here.
You know what? That sounds good.
It does sound. What do you prefer? What kind of cheese do you like?
It depends on the situation.
Brie.
What am I eating?
Oh, man. I like Swiss. Just give me the Swiss.
Oh, my gosh. That's the worst.
So we need
worst.
A little Swiss.
It's like the hard
worst with the cutting. Whining.
That's the worst.
We're not whining. We're speaking the truth.
I like the spray can cheese.
Love the show.
Classic.
Okay, what is this? Love Bryn's voice.
Okay, well, I don't quite know how to respond to that, so.
Okay, love Bryn's voice. Man, there's a lot of kissing up going on.
I know.
You and James are classic passionate Utah football fans, indeed.
But extremely ugly.
There's a compliment
dumb
for
one
you.
And dumb two.
That.
You're a dummy
one. Oh, dumb one, dumb two.
I'll take any compliment I can get. I don't.
Is dumb passionate. Is dumb a compliment?
You are passionate.
Well, no, not usually.
Bryn was right. Never doubt her.
Who is this genius?
This is Jordan Brown.
Jordan, you are correct.
No, this is when you were negative.
This is when you were talking about us losing to the Ducks.
And what happened? Oh. I was right.
Why don't you yell a little louder into that microphone?
Jordan knows what's up.
Man, oh man. Okay, this is a statement by Thomas Burgess. And I've seen this other places, and I disagree. Utah is going to get into the Pac-12 championship game through the back door. Oh, that's it, just on this
that's
one.
That's what he says.
I want to hear your rant on this.
A Gary rant.
No, it's not a rant. I just think it's stupid. There's no back door. You get in by doing what needs to be done to get in. You won the games. You beat the teams. You got the record. It's all in the rules. We won. We're in.
We all played by the exact same set of rules.
Absolutely,
going
man.
Into the season. They didn't change the rules at week 8 to say, oh, actually, this and this and this. No. From the get-go, every single team played from the same rules. Now, if you're stupid enough to look at it and go, well, Washington was 10-2, and you guys were 9-3. I don't care, because it was in
conference.
Utah could have gone and played, I don't know, Portland State instead of Florida, and then they'd be 10-2, but they didn't. They took a challenge. They lost. But guess what, Washington fans that are listening? If you lose to Anus U, you don't deserve to play in the conference championship.
It's a James game. Rant, not a
it
Gary
turned into
rant.
A James
yeah,
rant.
Because
James
I'm so rant. Freaking sick of this argument. I walked into work this morning. That was the first thing somebody said to me. Well, I don't really deserve it. Bull, hit the button. Well, because
almost hit the wrong one.
Shit. There you go.
Oh, you didn't hit it at the same time. You're not coordinated enough, you two.
Okay. Oh, you done with that? Yeah.
No.
Okay, we'll get to the other one.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. There is no backdoor. They won the games they needed to win. They did what they needed to do, especially down the stretch. They're in. Now they're going to beat SC, and they're going to hoist the freaking trophy. So suck it and deal with
all
it.
All we're saying is, no, there's no back door. What Bryn's voice? What? What's her name? Bryn's voice. What? What do you think?
It's the same. Take a breath.
I can't rant like that, like you do. My face turns all red.
Get out of breath. Get all.
Well done.
That's how out of shape I am.
No, I agree with what you both said. Like, I mean, yeah, if we'd beat Oregon, we would have solidified it. But hey, we did what we had to do. And the other games fell into place. So what do you want us to do? Decline it? No.
Yeah. Hey, Oregon.
We're in.
Oregon, all you had to do was beat Oregon State up by 21 points. All you had to do. And you didn't. So you don't deserve it either.
Okay, so yeah, I should have read this one too. This is from Skyler Bunker, who's a Utah fan, by the way. Skyler, if you watch this or listen, hey, man, I love the Utes, but they don't deserve to go to the championship game. What the?
Yes, they do.
Because they didn't show it. You need to go back to college, because I can't even read this.
Oh.
But you know who deserves it? UCLA and USC or the Ducks, because they showed they wanted it.
Wait, who are the three teams he listed?
They showed they wanted it.
I love the Utes, but they don't deserve it. UCLA.
UCLA lost to Arizona at
home. You know that USC is already in. UCLA and USC and the Ducks.
Well, the Ducks lost to Oregon State. That's the thing.
Ducks lost to Oregon State. We beat Oregon State.
You win your games. You're in.
We deserve to be in because we won
Yeah, we won. I'm sorry.
We won. We're in. Dude.
That's exactly.
Get with it.
And look, again, similar on the same plane as Washington, UCLA lost to Arizona at home. Again, you can't go to the championship game when you lose to the bottom of the league. I'm sorry.
And you know what? All of you saying this, look, we can all agree everyone hates USC, so you're going to be cheering for us anyways. So stop bitching that Utah's in because you want us to win.
We deserve to be in.
Yeah. All these other fan bases, freaking deal with it.
Should have won a game or two. You shouldn't have lost. Okay. This is from Molly Klum, who's a Ducks fan.
Okay.
Y'all got beat with a one-legged quarterback.
Yes.
Go Ducks. Pay back for the heartbreak you caused last year to us Ducks. Well.
Wait, is that? Oh.
I mean, they beat us. They beat us. So what
but
can
you know
you
what?
Well, their hearts
enjoy
are,
watching us in the championship
oh,
game.
All their hearts are broken.
How's that feel?
Once again.
How's that feel? Up by 21 and losing. Oh, jeez. It's bummer. Bummer.
That to
Gary,
your rival
Gary
too.
Is I'm, on
can
you, one.
Can you imagine? You're up no. 21.
Oh, I would have busted everything in sight
in the second half.
Rampage.
Can you imagine? Exactly.
Your punter drops a punt at like the 3-yard line that they then
that's
score
right.
on. Remember that? Your genius of a coach went for it on 4th and 1 on your own 29-yard line, didn't get it, and they scored on that. I mean, what?
Hey, we all couldn't believe it too. I mean, let's be honest. We all were watching it just in disbelief going, wow.
If you're going to trash us, you know, we might come back on it.
Yeah. It's true.
That's the only thing. I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
And this is from Elijah Mendez. Utah equals overrated.
4 years in a row, buddy.
Yeah, it's 4.
I don't know how you say overrated.
I'm not sure how we're
it's
overrated.
That's a
stupid
ignorance,
comment.
Man. And this is Eddie Rainier. Guess we won't see you in Vegas.
See you in Vegas.
See you in Vegas, man. Look us up.
Do you know if he's an SEC
yeah.
I'm sure. We'll see
what's
you
his
Vegas?
Name? Eddie?
Eddie Rainier.
Hey, Eddie, hit me up in the DMs. We'll meet up.
We'll meet up, man, because we're going to be there.
I'll be there.
And you know what? Utah will be there.
Weird.
As well. This is from Tony Yu.
Lots of comments.
Oh,
this week.
Tony. Tony's my man.
Tony.
He'll comment 16
Tony
times.
Tony Yu, baby.
And no one will respond to him. So he'll just comment again and again and again and again and again. Tony, no
so
one.
So this, okay,
cares.
This was, there's two of them. 8 days ago.
Yeah.
Of course, when we lost.
Yeah.
To Oregon. So much for playing USC.
Okay.
Okay. Then 4 days ago.
Tony.
So much for beating USC. Well.
That second comment doesn't even make
Tony,
sense.
Tony. You were, obviously, you don't know what you're doing because we are going to play USC. We're there. And so much for beating USC. Well, we did it one time before, and we're going to do it again.
Tony. Keep Tony. Commenting, though, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
You thank you
thanks for
watching.
Being
yes.
part of this. Oh, hey, as a Georgia fan, I'm so glad that Utah made it to the Pac-12 championship.
Woohoo!
I love Utah.
Ooh, thank you.
I love your podcast.
You should.
Bryn, James, and what's his name?
Is that what it says?
What? So I'm a dumb.
You're a dummy.
Dumb a,
what's his name?
I'm a dumb A, and what's his name? Lots of love. I'll be pulling for Utes all the way. Well, you know, I might have to cheer. I'll be cheering for Georgia. That's nice, man.
Bulldogs.
Gosh dang, that's a funny
James
comment.
And what's his name? Well, whatever.
We need that as a tagline, too.
Bryn, James, and what's his name?
This is from the Oregon State U Beavers. I'm not sure.
That's just his YouTube handle?
No, it's from Oregon State.
Oh, it's the actual. Oh, okay.
This was before this weekend, and all it said was, I believe that, I believe that, I believe we will, I believe that we will win, believe that we will win, believe that we will win, I believe that we will win, we will. Just on and on and on. Hallelujah. And they did win. So all those prayers that we put out in the atmosphere.
I burned sage.
Dude, I was, yeah, some incense.
Whatever you did.
I prayed to my
into
crystals.
The, went,
do
we
it
went
again.
Into the hut. Or the
sweat lodge?
Sweat lodge.
Okay, well, whatever you did, you got to do it again. And Utah fans, Like, whatever you did last year before...
Had some oils burning.
Before the championship game, do it again. We should all wear the same stuff. We should all, like...
Whatever your...
Did I do?
Whatever you did, we got to do it again.
Whatever your faith, or whatever. Okay, Toko.
Toko.
See, this is... This is a USC fan. So, USC fans, I know you're going to get on us, but you know what?
Of course.
So, this is from Toko. I want you freaking Utah maggots. That's a little harsh.
That's rough.
You got away with a win against us, Trojans. Caleb will blow you up this time. Ref's not here to save you. Can you grow up and get off the ref thing? My gosh.
Go back to the whiny little
crybabies. I think criny
the whiny little crybabies. There you go.
The referees. Maggots, look us up, man. Are you going to be there?
The refs are going to be the same. I don't know why you all think the refs are going to be different. It's Pac-12 refs. They're going to be the same.
Listen.
We're all going to get screwed.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone's
going to
get a freaking targeting call for hitting someone good.
God, exactly.
USC holds on every single play. So if you're going to bitch about the refs, then you have to talk about that, too. So and that's from Maggot 1.
They don't want to hear about that.
Maggot 1.
I'll be Maggot 1.
This is from Richard Bermudez. He said, so you can, if you remember, it'll spur your remembrance here.
Your remembrances?
So you can criticize Ute fans for saying, and we did, that Cam sucks. Remember we had Ute fans saying that?
Yeah, because we were mad.
But then 10 minutes later, they say, speaking of us, that Baylor QB sucks. At least be consistent, guys.
Okay. The difference is very pretty clear. I don't go onto Twitter and tag the Baylor quarterback telling him to him his Twitter that you suck. That's the difference. There you go.
I also don't know anything about the Baylor quarterback. I've never watched him play. I watched him play one game.
Sucks. He sucks.
Okay. Cam is our QB. You don't do that for your own guy.
There's a lot of quarterbacks, I would say.
And Cam, who took us to the championship last year. We went over all of this last year. It's different. If you can't see the difference... I can't explain it to
Richard
you.
Richard Bermudez, if that is your name, you're not even comparing the same thing. Cam's our guy. I'm not as a Ute fan, I'm not going to trash the dude.
He had a bad game.
He's a
we
Baylor quarterback. That. He's fair game. He sucks. And besides, Cam doesn't suck. So,
yeah, that's true.
The guys who were saying that were...
It's different.
Okay. It's back to the other... It's back...
It's the last one.
Typhaf. Is that how you'd say Typhaf?
I don't know. I can't with these.
I have no idea,
handles.
But do any Utah people admit referees cost USC the game versus Utah?
Shit.
Just wondering.
No.
Okay, this is...
Move on.
I need to
Serenity
like
now.
Yeah, exactly.
Serenity now.
Hey, how about you go back to the episode after we beat you? We went all over this. The refs sucked on both sides. There you go.
I'm so sick of it.
It's
going to be great to beat him this time and just beat him straight up.
We did beat him straight up.
That's true. Good point.
The refs had nothing to do with
Absolutely
it. If you
did
wanted
beat him straight
if
up,
you didn't want
to
us,
stop us.
If you didn't want us to score, have your defense stop us.
Oh, freaking crybaby little.
Go.
So we don't get our way.
Do we know, though,
Fragile.
Shut up, that the Pac-12 championship game began in 2011. And so Oregon has appeared in the championship game 5 times, and they're 4-1.
That's pretty good. I don't remember when they lost, though.
Oh, wait.
Dang. Oh.
That was last year.
When did they lose, Oregon?
But they also beat us once, so.
Stanford has been there 4 times.
They're 4-0.
And they're 3-1.
3-1. Who they lose to? I remember they lost to.
So 3-1.
It's pretty good.
Who cares?
Also, it's been years ago, but everyone's, and of course, their coach just resigned.
I don't blame him.
David Shaw, good coach, good guy. I mean, but he's been in a downturn for a number of years. But hey, man, they're second place. They've been there 4 times. They're in 3-1.
That's crazy. Yeah, there was a span there where they were incredible.
They were dominating, yeah.
So USC... Let's see, USC and Utah, it says, both of them have been there 4 times.
This will be our 4th.
Yeah.
So we're 1-2.
So we're both 1-2.
Okay, though. Here, I want to clarify this, though. USC was there COVID year.
Yeah, you can't count that.
And Oregon was their COVID year when they shouldn't have been there. Washington was actually there. So these numbers are skewed.
We're modifying
that's right. And they claim the championship on all their stuff. No. You don't get to claim it when you weren't even supposed to be there.
They were there. They've been there 4 times and they're 3-1.
Okay.
And that means USC's only been there 3 times.
And USC, you've only been to a legitimate championship.
Right. So then we've been there more.
3 times. Who won that game?
Get ready for the, you guys don't have any national championships.
Oregon
won the COVID debacle year. They weren't supposed to be there.
So they're one. Yeah. So.
Anyway. Right.
Anyway.
And then Washington's been there, twice, but.
They should have been there 2020.
Yeah. But all the COVID year. That whole year was garbage.
It was garbage. The whole thing was.
And then Arizona's been once. Arizona State once. Colorado once. And since the inception of the Pac-12 championship.
Hey, how many times has UCLA been?
Twice.
So Utah fans.
And they're 0-2.
They're 0-2.
Don't take this for granted, please, because there's teams that have been one time.
There's teams that have never been. Cal's never been. Washington State's never been.
Dang, true. Man.
I mean, that's
true.
The overarching thing of all of this is Utah has been there 4 years in a row. Okay? The outcome of this weekend, like, win or lose, enjoy it. This is not. Not every team gets to go through this. I mean, Utah is one of the top 3 programs in the entire Pac-12. That's if someone had said to you a decade ago when we're joining the Pac-12 that there will be a time where you go to 4 straight Pac-12 championship games, okay? You're playing USC, who you just beat.
I wouldn't have believed it. I don't think I'd believe it.
For an opportunity to go back-to-back. Okay, yeah.
Go back to the Rose Bowl.
Sign me up for that. I'll take that. It's pretty freaking
cool, man.
It's awesome.
Enjoy
it's great.
Enjoy it.
All right. Let's move on to some quick thoughts about the other championship games or some of the other championship games that are coming up. Which they're important because you got, for instance, Kansas State is playing TCU. You know, TCU's favored. But Kansas State can put up points.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be closer than maybe people think.
What's the spread on that, you know?
I don't know what that is.
I'm going to pull it up because I am intrigued.
So that's the Big 12 championship game. Huh? That's going to be a game.
Okay.
Don't care about those. LSU versus Georgia in the SEC.
How's LSU in that game? You just lost to Texas A&M.
It's the North-South division thing.
Yes, the divisions.
That's what it was. East and West.
Yeah.
It's dumb. Conferences need to get rid of that.
I think Georgia's just going to dominate.
I hope so.
Yeah, I do too, actually. So
even if Georgia lost that game.
Yeah, but that screws up.
But that would mess up everything because then LSU would... Anyways.
Anyway. Yeah, but there's ramifications. And then you've got ACC, you got Clemson and North Carolina.
Irrelevant. They lost this last weekend.
They're not getting in it.
They're done.
And then like you were talking about earlier, Purdue versus Michigan. And that's, again, it's because of conferences.
The divisions.
Snooze fest.
Divisions.
Snooze fest.
That game, Michigan-Ohio State, should have been the Big Ten championship game. Honestly, watching it, and I realized Michigan ran away with it, but watching it was so entertaining, I wish that had been like a national championship
game. That's what it feels like it was.
It felt like a national championship game. And because it was, sometimes a national championship ends up being lame after all the playoffs and everything. That game should have been a national championship. So yeah, it's lame that now Michigan plays some unranked team that doesn't even matter.
It would be Michigan-Ohio State rematch if it was like how it is here. Mm-hmm. It'd be Michigan-Ohio State.
Right.
2.0.
Which should be.
In Indianapolis a week later.
That'd be awesome.
To win your conference. That'd be incredible.
Yeah.
It's like what we did with Oregon, yeah.
Yeah.
Last year.
So,
okay.
Upcoming weekend.
Couple questions for you. We've done this every week, but I'm just going to ask this about the quarterbacks. So now after all, here we are. League plays over. Championship game, rank the quarterbacks in the league.
It's for me, it's still God, it's so hard because at this point of the season, people are so banged up and hurt. I mean,
yeah, it's like where we're at right now.
I mean, it is so hard. I mean, Caleb Williams is one. 2, 3, 4, I don't know. I mean, I think Cam is healthier now than he was 3 weeks ago.
He is.
So I'm going to say Cam and then Bo Nix. Bo, man, baller. I respect the crap out of the guy, but he's not 100%.
No.
Penix.
Say his name right. Give the dude that respect.
I'm a child.
You are a child. It's Penix, by the way.
Incredible. He's a lefty, and that doesn't look right to me. God, I can't stand that.
I think, Williams, ball, you can't, I mean, whatever. Williams is top.
Bryn loves Williams.
Oh, my.
That's the headline of this episode.
Gosh, I can't believe you would just say that to me.
That's the headline of the episode.
Never speaking to you ever again.
It's fine.
Rank them.
Williams. I'm not going to steal. She's cheating. Oh, my
Can you imagine
gosh.
Her in school?
I got really good at cheating in school.
I don't know. Cam, I don't know that I can still put him second. I just don't think he's, his health-wise. I actually put Penix, Cam, and then Nix.
Yeah, I went with Caleb Williams number one. Yeah. Penix number two. The dude leads the league. The guy looks like a legit quarterback.
His deep ball is impressive.
I mean, he can throw the ball well, but the way how elusive and he can run, all of the factors, he's number one there. But Penix, man, the guy is good. I put Cam three. I put Bo Nix four, mainly because
He's not healthy.
I have DTR at five.
I don't even care.
The crap's DTR.
Okay.
His career is.
Here's okay. Here's an interesting one. Here's an interesting one. I got eight coaches here. Eight coaches, national coaches.
Okay. Okay.
I just want you to give me your top four. And yeah, I don't. And look,
Kyle Whittingham. Are you
by looks or what?
Analysts out there? And knows every record of every coach and their whole history, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to name these names. Give me your top four.
So
it can be for any reason.
This is, okay, my top four that
I these okay, of these okay. eight. For And you whatever your reasons can be, I don't really care. I mean, it can be a combination of stuff.
Okay, let's hear them.
Okay. Saban, Dabo, Sweeney, Witt. Coach Witt, Lincoln Riley, Jim Harbaugh, Kirby Smart, he's Georgia.
Yeah.
Ryan Day, Ohio State. Dan Lanning, Oregon. Do I need to say him again, or do you?
Okay.
Saban, Dabo.
Well, throw out Lincoln Riley because he's not on anybody's list.
Harbaugh, Kirby Smart, Ryan Day, Dan Lanning. Boom. Okay, so give me your four of those eight.
I'm my number one. It makes me want to throw up everywhere, but it's Dick Saban. look at the resume. This is like
just give us your four. Okay. It's like who you
Dick can't. Saban, Kirby Smart number two. Harbaugh three, Kyle Whittingham four.
Okay,
and I just have to say this. Yeah, Kyle Whittingham's my homer choice. Duh. Ask any national pundit out there what coach over the last 20 years has done more with less than Kyle Whittingham. You can't name one. Kyle Whittingham takes guys who you have never heard of, one, two-star dudes, and turns them into Pac-12 champions. So that's my list.
That's why Kyle Whittingham is number one.
He's the GOAT, baby.
I mean, you can – Homer hat is on. Kyle
won.
Some good rationality
for
there.
Everything that you just said. Okay, Dick Saban, he gets the NFL squad every single year.
He's also a hell of a recruiter, too. So
I understand.
They got
that.
Some good money.
It's
They got
everything.
A machine in Alabama
but
right
like
now.
You
it's
said,
unbelievable.
Whittingham does more with less every single year. So Whittingham, I can't remember all of them that you said. I'm not choosing Dabo. He drives me crazy.
Riley.
Run down the field first.
Hell no, I'm not choosing Riley.
Harbaugh.
Kirby Smart, I think, is an awesome coach.
Ryan Day,
actually, I think he's a really good coach. I don't know what's going on right now, but I think he would probably be one of mine, and maybe Harbaugh.
Ryan Day is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
He's incredible. I just don't know. Like, the last two times that they've played Michigan, they've lost. That has to factor in.
Yeah. But from everything I've heard about him, is he's somebody coach, you'd want your... Like, yeah. You'd want your kid
also,
to play for.
Also, Ohio State, you can hate me all you want for saying what I've been saying, but you are the biggest University of Utah football fans this week, because if Utah beats USC, you guys are right back in the playoff conversation, because there's a good chance that they're ranked fifth in the college
That's
football
true.
Playoff. So get on your...
or TCU.
Drum and feather, and cheer loudly.
And get some stickers and stick them all over yourself. Okay, here's my four. Witt is number one.
Okay.
If Witt was
Hell
at,
yeah.
If Witt was at Alabama.
He'd win every year.
I agree.
Witt. Okay, whatever you want to think. I know you're going to vomit when I say this, but then I put Lincoln Riley number two.
Oh, God, what is
hey,
wrong
I'm not
with
speaking
you?
To you either.
Look, yeah, he's a whiner, and he bugged me and bugs me. But you know what? I like the wide open offense that he does. It's fun to watch. And he's been I'm just...
Don't explain it. Just give us your numbers.
Ryan Day would be three, and Jim Harbaugh's four.
Okay.
Mr. Khakis.
Okay.
Does he still wear the khakis?
I like Harbaugh because he's sort of an odd dude.
Yeah. He's
but
sort
I'm
of.
Not putting I'm not putting Dick Saban in there. It's against my religion. Dabo Sweeney, some guy will score four touchdowns in a game, and Dabo will go, yeah, if it wasn't for me, he wouldn't have scored four touchdowns. Is that not true?
Dick Saban's got six
James,
national
I don't
championships.
Give a freak.
No, you can't, no. I hope you
I'm
can
not,
sleep
you're
at night.
You're going to freaking I don't.
Look, you're starting a program.
That wasn't what I said.
Oh, my gosh.
Dan Lanning. Dan Lanning, good coach, but he's only been there 1 year.
In
so
one
we'll
year.
See.
We'll see.
Well, same with Lincoln Riley.
Well, no, he's in Oklahoma.
He's Oklahoma.
I know, but like,
and he took a. Hey, whatever. Those are my four right there.
And okay. He won the Big 12 championship, I think, 3 years in a row at Oklahoma, okay. And then went 0-3 in the college football playoffs. So there's a stat. Mm.
Okay, so we're winding down.
Hey, Oklahoma fans, you're cheering for us this
oh,
weekend.
Oh, they
too.
Are. Yeah, put your drum and feather on, too. You guys have the wrong color red, but you can cheer for us.
So I am going to play...
Don't look.
What? Oh, my God.
He's so paranoid.
Because she can see what I'm going to do.
Go ahead.
So we've talked about fight songs, okay? I'm going to play four fight songs.
Gary.
And actually, they are they're classic fight songs. And I want you to tell me or rank them. Or your favorite one, or whatever.
Okay.
Okay? That's why I'm going to play them. Just a snippet.
Just real quick. Is there a way that the SC band bus could, like, not make it to Vegas?
How about the Talboys? Could you please not make
oh.
it? Talboys?
Talboys be on the bus that somehow ends up in
Talmen.
Yeah, the Talmen.
In Barstow. They get stuck
hey,
in Talmen.
Barstow. Okay.
Barstow.
I'm just going to, if this works, Barstow. I'm giving you a snippet.
Gary, I can't, my brain's not going to work for this.
Okay, who's that?
I don't know.
Did you know who that was?
It's Michigan.
Michigan. Okay, there's Michigan.
I saw it, so I
She saw it.
I won't look this time.
Bah, bah, bah. That's a pretty good one.
Okay, here's one.
Notre Dame. Right? Am I right?
Notre Dame.
Yes.
It helps when you can see the screen.
I didn't look at that one.
That one's good because it's classic, but it's
I
not.
I think that was my elementary school
it's
song.
It's not a good fight song.
So that's Notre Dame.
Okay, Michigan so far is in the first
place. And we've
place.
Got this one.
Cheat. Go look at
I'm
it.
I'm not looking.
You guys. I have no idea. I can. I know it. Is it Texas? It's freaking USC, you losers!
I don't know.
No wonder I don't recognize it, because
I mute it every time this thing comes on.
Block it out. Turn that thing off. Why would you play that right now?
I gotta do my ear. I'm just...
Okay.
Ow. And the last one...
If it's not Florida State, I'll be disappointed. Oh, is this... Oh, my gosh. I can't think of it. Like, I know the song.
Anchors, oh.
Yeah, it's... Is it Navy?
It's Navy. There you go. There's four iconic freaking fight songs.
Keep singing it, Gary.
Anchors away.
Michigan, number one. I'm shocked you didn't play Florida State.
I don't have all
of... Okay, we can do more of this in another time.
Give me which one did you like? If you...
Well, I only knew the Notre Dame one. I don't know fight songs.
Okay, you... I'm just saying...
I like the Michigan one.
I actually do like Michigan. When I heard it, when I was watching the Ohio State-Michigan game, they played a ton. It's like USC plays it every 3 seconds.
So it's Florida State. USC, but I like Michigan's,
and I actually do like Navy's. So there we go. Little fun at the end. You know what? We don't have a jack of the week.
No jackass this week.
No jackass.
Real quick, I put this on the Facebook group, but if you are driving to the game, don't think you're going to leave at noon on Friday and make it on time. There is still construction outside of Mesquite.
Forever and always.
Forever and always. It goes down to a one lane after you come out of the canyon. It's only like, I don't know, a quarter mile long, but it backs up. So please prepare. I know there were people last year that were late to the game because of that. So plan accordingly. And I looked today, there could be weather on Friday when you're driving down. So just plan ahead. You know, if you have to, spend the night in St. George.
Okay, no jackass, because we're positive. It's
all positivity.
Everything was good this
week.
Weekend.
That's unbelievable.
Everything happened that we needed it to happen.
It was like...
Even the Broncos lost and the Raiders won.
Exactly. What a great weekend. So there's no jack.
The Jets won without
Stars
somebody playing quarterback.
Aligned.
It was great.
So here we are. Championship. Hey, again, we're going to be in Vegas at the game. Look for us.
You want to buy
messages.
Gary a drink?
Dummy one and dummy two and the guy with no name or whatever it was. Look us up. Hey, we'll be there. We'll have some fun. But it's going to be, it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. Championship week, championship game.
Go Utes.
You have to end with the best fight song.
This is
the best.
The best fight song in the United States of America and in the universe.
The universe.
Victory is coming.
Oh, Utes.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.